V for voice. Throughout the rehearsals of Animal Dances, we've been working a lot with the voice. In the piece, it's not so present, but a voice warm-up, doing animal mimicry, so performing the sounds of animals, triggers a certain desire within the performer. There's a desire of imagining the animal. Rather than talking about it, you do the sound and you find yourself somehow in the language of an animal. There is desire in the dancer to use the voice because there is a vulnerability coming with it. How to expose oneself on stage, and perhaps also how to expose the animal sides of oneself on stage, or a more visceral, deeply rooted approach to the voice, which is also an organ. And to descend perhaps into, to go beyond an ideological use of language or an abstract use of language, and discover the mouth as an organ, which we also use for eating, for instance, and ingesting, and then activate the digestive system, the mouth-anus connection. And descending into our bodies, we can even go further back in an evolutionary sense. And the voice training of Johanna Pine, who came a few times to the rehearsals, has a kind of phylogenetic exploration of the voice. That means she goes back to how animals, say amphibians or reptiles, for instance, that precede humans in evolutionary sense, how their breathing and voice organs worked. She does exercises also to activate certain parts of our voice organ to see how the species has developed. So that's the phylogenetic tracing. So that activates, say, the crocodiles or other animals. That's, yeah, gives a richer, more embodied feel to the voice, descending through the mouth into one's body. And yeah, so several times in the rehearsals, we would start with a rather juicy, farm-like voice warm-up where several animals would come together and they would be bellowing and whistling and I don't know what, kind of starting somewhere.
Meh!